Welcome to Real Perspectives. I'm your host, LaTanya Moore, and for today's show, we have Pastor Bill Jenkins. Now, Pastor Jenkins he's the founder and senior pastor of the Church of Acts in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Destiny Land Christian Center in Ontario, California. Pastor Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Great to be with you today.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm a husband and father. That's the most important thing that I do. I'm also a pastor of over 30 years at the Church of Acts in Indianapolis, Indiana, and then also a brand new church, Destiny Land Christian Center in Ontario, California. So I'm an author, I'm a guest speaker, travel around, try to get the word out about the Lord, encourage people. Plus, I'm an author of 5 different books, including a brand new book for 2016.
Awesome. Well, we are delighted to have you here on the show. I'm personally delighted to have you here on the show as a person who loves God, you know, as a person who is certainly, you know, not afraid to talk about the kingdom. It's always refreshing when I meet someone who is probably a little bit more on fire than I am. So it's certainly an honor to have you here.
It's good to be with you today. And I'll tell you what, since I gave my life to the Lord many years ago, I decided that, you know, I wanted to be on fire for God. I wanted to pursue His best, and I wanted to do everything I could to make a difference in other people's lives.
Awesome. So you mentioned that you have this new book, and so the name of the book is The New Prophetic Almanac. Tell us about that particular, like, what is it? What's The New Prophetic Almanac?
Well, the New Prophetic Almanac is sort of like the Farmer's Almanac. You know, the Farmer's Almanac is a yearly periodical that, you know, goes over a lot of different things. And so the Prophetic Almanac is along the same lines, in other than I'm giving you things scripturally, biblically, giving you things that I believe are going to happen in this year. And I do it based around the number 16 in the Bible. Now, there's 31,102 verses in the King James Version of the Bible, but there's only 26 references of the number 16. So I laid out the number 16, the references in the Bible to it, and I saw that there was a pattern that really, I believe, reveals the prophetic plan of God for 2016. And so that's what the Prophetic Almanac is all about. It's 180 pages that's filled with inspiration, information, and divine revelation for the year 2016.
Awesome. Just a little bit of an aside. There may be some of our listeners, Pastor, who they may not be familiar with what specifically is meant by the prophetic. Could you talk just a little bit about that so that they can have an understanding when they go and purchase the book?
Yeah, well, the word prophetic, it actually has two biblical meanings. It's a forthtelling and then a foretelling. Notice I didn't say fortune telling, but a forthtelling or a telling forth of the truth, or a foretelling, which is telling forth of some things that you believe that are going to come. And so I believe that 16 in the Bible reveals what God's plan is for our lives. In other words, what does He expect from us this year? A lot of times we put expectations on God. We forget He puts expectations on us. And so there's 4 main focuses for the year that I believe, as we study the number 16 in the Bible, that help us to understand the heart of God for this year.
Awesome. Thank you for that explanation. So what are some fun facts concerning the number 16?
Well, in my book, The New Prophetic Almanac, what I'll do is I'm going to list all kinds of fun facts, whether it be biblically or whether it be, in the sports world or whatever it may be. But just biblically speaking, 4 squads of 4 soldiers in each squad for a total of 16 soldiers were assigned to guard Paul or to guard Peter in prison in Acts 12:4. Now, you know that great story. In Acts chapter 12, well, that 16 revolved around that. The phrase, be of good cheer, is used 16 times in the Old Testament. So I believe God wants us to be of good cheer in 2016. When you go over and study the Hebrew word 16, it's Yod Vav, Yod, Y-O-D, and then a dash, and then V-A-V. It signifies the hand of God that joins two people as one. And so there's 16 Old Testament judges in the tabernacle of Moses. There were 16 sockets of silver that held up the boards on each side in Exodus 26, 25. Even in history, 16 has been important in that the Boston Tea Party occurred on December 16th. Tennessee is the 16th state. The Mayflower ship set sail from England on July 16th. Politically, Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. In an entertainment world, 16 Candles was a movie. The first Academy Awards was July 16th. 16 was a show on Nickelodeon. The bands Green Day and No Doubt both sung songs. Have sung songs entitled 16. And even in the story of Sleeping Beauty, a spell was placed on the princess that when she reaches her 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on a spindle of a spinning wheel, and she will die. So no matter what it is in the sports world, Peyton Manning just won the Super Bowl this year. He just retired. He was the number 16 at the University of Tennessee. 16 pawns in a chess game. 16 regular season games in the NFL, the FIFA Cup for soccer at 16 teams. So we could go on and on just talking about just the fun facts for 16 that we really see in our everyday life, but we bypass it because we're really not sensitive to that number. My hope is that's going to change this year, and when we see 16, we're going to be reminded of what it means in our lives.
Awesome. What are some important other numbers and colors or names that we should watch for this coming year?
Well, every number, every color has a significance. Please keep in mind, this isn't, some numerology. This is based upon, the pattern in the Bible when a number is mentioned. So every number has a Bible. Every number has a meaning. Every color has a meaning. Every name has a meaning. And when we understand it, it will help us to know the true intent of God for a particular passage of Scripture. For instance, you asked about numbers. So every number, one is a number of singleness, two is a number of agreement, three is the number of completion. So when you see those numbers in the Bible, there's a greater message that God is trying to get us to understand as we understand the meaning of the number. And we define that number based upon the consistency that we see in the Bible. We're not trying to tell the number what it says. It tells us what it says, based upon every time we see it in the Bible, what it refers to. So 4 is an earth-related number, 5 is the number of grace, 6 is the number of man, 7 is God's perfect number, 8 is the number of new beginnings. So 8 people got off the ark. You remember the story of Noah and the ark? 8 people got off the ark after the flood. Well, what does that represent? It represents new beginnings. 9 is the number of the fruit of the Spirit, 10 is the number of law, 11 is the number of offense, 12 is the number of divine government, 13 rebellion, 14 deliverance, 15 is rest, and so we can go on, and then 16, like I said, has four main purposes, four main meanings that help us to understand what God wants from us this year.
Awesome, and it's very interesting because I know that a lot of times that people merely just, they just read the Bible just to read it. There's no extra layer of studying or understanding. And especially in Western culture, I think sometimes we don't understand that the book was not written here in America. It was not written, from a cultural standpoint. It was not written even in a democratic type of society. And so there are things that we need to understand that just because we read something, there may be an even deeper meaning that will give us a deeper understanding, of what God is trying to say to us at that moment.
When you understand the names of the people, the places, the numbers, colors in the Bible, all of those things are put there, not by accident, they're for a reason. And when we understand that, we really get a greater meaning of the message and understand the true heart and intent of God for that particular passage of Scripture or the story. So it's really a fun way to sort of study the Bible. The more you know, the more information you can get, the more information you get, the wiser you can be. And so I believe that wisdom is the key to being successful in this life.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. What would you say is the prophetic plan for 2016?
Well, the prophetic plan is revealed in what 16 reveals to us. Now, when you see 16 in the Bible, it revolves around four things. Number one, it revolves around love. love has 16 characteristics mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13. So when you read 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, 16 characteristics. We want to define love by what the Bible says, not by what we think. We have too much phileo love, which is friendship love, or eros love, which is erotic love. And those are good in, you know, their proper perspectives. But we want agape love or unconditional love, which is loving without conditions. This has got to be a year we learn how to love people that, you know what, may disagree with us. And so we got to walk in agape love. We can find out what that is by finding out the 16 characteristics in 1 Corinthians 13. But it also revolves around marriage and family. This is a year when, you know, even the Hebrew word represents two becoming one. It's a year, 16 represents marriage and family. So we got to begin to make an investment into the people that matter the most. Too often we spend time with people trying to get ahead and it's not working for us. So what I do in my book, The New Prophetic Almanac, is I give you the ability by sitting your family down and asking questions. And by the way, you could be a single mom, you could be a single dad, you could be whatever kind of family you want to be. You can sit them down. And I'm going to give you questions that you can ask and answer to develop a family mission statement. You know, we have businesses, corporations, they have mission statements. Why aren't our families having mission statements? So we're going to give you the ability to ask questions like, what are the expectations of everyone in the family? What are some boundaries? What are some traditions? Who's going to do the chores? Who's going to take care of different things within the household? So we're going to give you 8 different questions you can ask and answer to develop a family mission statement, because 2016, there has to be an emphasis on marriage and family. We also have personal dominion. It's a year we got to stop pointing the finger. 16 revolves around, you know, kingship. It revolves around authority. It revolves around ruling. But we've got to make sure we draw a circle around ourselves and rule our own selves, gain personal dominion in our own hearts before we try to tell everybody else how to live our lives, how to live their lives. Let's live our lives the way we should. So I give you 16 keys to personal dominion on a daily basis in the New Prophetic Almanac. And then last of all, the last thing that 16 revolves around, it helps us understand what God expects of us this year, is this is a year of coming of age or maturity. Now, I say that because at 16, you're afforded rights at 16 you're afforded no other time in your life, including you get to drive a vehicle, which with great responsibility comes great accountability. And most of the time people want to have responsibility, but they don't want to be accountable. Well, the more mature you get, the more you understand you're going to have to be accountable for the things in life. So all 4 of those things, love, marriage and family, personal dominion, and a coming of age and maturity, those are the 4 things that I believe reveal God's expectations for us as we understand 16 in the Bible.
Great. Okay. So we talked about the number 16. This is really fascinating. But for some, you know, realistically, there have been some things that may have dampened, you know, their fire for God. So how would this book rekindle someone's fire for God?
Well, I believe it rekindle your fire, because what happens is when you begin to cast out, when you begin to see things come to pass, when you begin to stir your spirit and read some things that come to pass in your life, I think it only helps solidify the belief of God that we have in our heart. And so as you read this book, it's really a daily guidebook. You know, I give you 16 dates to watch for. I give you people to watch for, movies to watch for. I give you an animal of the year, a vegetable of the year, a fruit of the year. I mean, every single month we go through different things that are happening in that month. So if you have a birthday on the 16th, that's another thing we're going to stir up within you. So whatever you feed will grow, whatever you starve will die. So I believe if you feed yourself on the things of God, if you can just, you know, stir some of that, you know, stuff that's been laying dormant in your heart for God, for church, for, you know, the Word of God, whatever it may be, you stir that up a little bit, it's going to rekindle that fire. I believe this book is 180 pages that's full of information, inspiration, divine revelation. It's original. It's fresh stuff. You're going to love it. And it's going to stir up a passion for you to pursue God in a greater way in 2016.
Awesome. What is the spiritual forecast? I'm in the state of Georgia. So what would you say is the spiritual forecast for the state of Georgia?
Well, one of the great things that I do in this book is I give a spiritual forecast for every state in America. Listen, this is a leap year, it's an Olympic year, and it's a political year in that we're going to be electing a new president. And so this is a crucial year. As a matter of fact, whatever we establish in 2016 is going to stay. It's going to remain. So it's not something you can do in 2016 and get away with, because whatever you establish, whatever foundation you lay, it's going to be something that's going to stick around for a while. Just like when you vote a president in, he's going to stick around or she's going to stick around for a while. So you're going to want to make sure that whatever you do in 2016, that it, you know, is meaningful, that it's, you know, productive, and that it's, you know, good and godly, or, you know what, it's going to have a tendency to stick around. Now, Georgia is the peach state, right? And so you got the scripture, which is James 4:10, which tells us, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So get this. The prophetic word for Georgia is, you are an important state in the upcoming presidential election. I keep hearing in my spirit that the Lord is setting you up to impact and tip the scales of justice in 2016. I speak to every form of government in the state and caution you concerning and caution you against continuing in behavior that is unpleasing to God, for he shall reveal all secret things God is wanting. Integrity is to be the word that defines Georgia in 2016. Local, state, even federal governments will be impacted by what is coming forth from Georgia in 2016. In the fall is your specific time, but walk in integrity. I believe what happens in Georgia in 2016, and you can look at every single area. You can look in the sports world, political world, financial world, whatever it may be. I believe what happens in Georgia is going to affect. You told me Georgia. I didn't know. What a state for you to pick. What a state for you to be in, because what happens in Georgia is not going to stay in Georgia. It's going to not just affect the South. It's going to affect every state in America. Watch what happens in Georgia. Watch what gets established in Georgia begin to affect our nation.
Wow, that's awesome. So are you saying I need to run from Georgia and try another place?
Well, listen, we need all the good people in Georgia that we can. And if you notice, Georgia's been in the news, man. You know, a lot of things going on that, you know, is shaking some things up. You know, it's either going to tip the scales one way or another. So we need some good seed in Georgia. So you know what? Keep your feet planted there, you know, keep sowing some good seeds, and you know what, we're going to believe God for the best things to come forth from Georgia in 2016.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, I definitely will join and agree with you on that. What type of feedback have you been receiving for the new prophetic almanac?
I tell you what, almost every day I got people emailing me, calling me, texting me, contacting me in some way, telling me of some of the prophecies that I put in here, how they're coming to pass and affecting people's lives. So again, we're putting every state in America, there's a prophetic word. So if you just take the states, if you just take the prophetic words for every state, there's something coming to pass every day. But we're also looking at every book in the Bible that has a chapter 16. There's 66 books in the Bible, only 27 of them have a chapter 16 in it. But I take you through every book that has a chapter 16. We look at that chapter 16, and we help you to understand what God is doing in this year based upon those chapter 16s in the Bible. So we're getting great feedback. I'm telling you, we're doing interviews. We're getting the word out there. It's really encouraging, but we're hearing from people almost every single day on something that's happening in one of these 50 states or one of these things that's going on, the colors of the year, people in the news, whatever it may be that we put in this book, and it just really is an exciting time.
Wow, that is so great. I'm very happy to hear that. Besides the book, what are some other things that you're embarking on that you're excited about?
Well, we have two churches, one in Indianapolis, one in Ontario, California, so that keeps me busy. I'm a father of three boys, and so I love to coach their sports teams among all the other things that I do. I'm a husband of a great woman for 17 years. And so, you know, I really believe that if you want to be a great man, or you want to be a great pastor, or you want to be great in some area of life, it's got to start in the home. So you know what? You got to be a good husband. You got to be a good father. That's my goal. That's what I pride myself in. That's what I want to do. And so, you know, I'm busy. I got a lot of things going on. But, man, I'll tell you what, that's my most important thing is to be a good husband, be a good father to my three boys, and really help raise them up and train them up to be leaders for this next generation.
Great. So how can listeners find out more about you, more about what you're doing with your church, but also where can they buy the book?
Well, they can go to destinylandcc.org or they can go to churchofacts.org, find out about, you know, our churches, find out about our ministry. They can go to Amazon, you know, to buy the book, ebook, Kindle, Barnes & Noble. They can go to eBay to buy the book. There's several books of mine on eBay or other sources like Amazon, ebook, Kindle, Barnes & Noble. And so if they contact us, though, if they go to churchofacts.org and if they get the book, The New Prophetic Almanac, I'll sign a copy for them. And so they can get an autographed copy. And then what I'll do is I'll put a specific prophetic word in there just for them, just a one little sentence thing, whatever God lays on my heart. I'll sign a copy, give you a little one sentence, little word that God puts on me to give to you. So go to our website, churchofact.org, and order your copy of the New Prophetic Almanac. Go to Barnes & Noble. Go to Amazon. Go to eBay. Get you an ebook copy so you can see it on your smartphone or tablet. But it's really a great book. It's an interesting book. It's a fun book to read. It's a book that you need to keep with you on a daily basis. You don't read it and give it away or read it and not look at it again. It's an interactive book that you're going to want to keep with you. So go to churchofacts.org and order your copy today.
Great. So, listen, Pastor Bill, thank you so much for being on Real Perspectives. Guys, I need you to support Pastor Bill Jenkins. I need you to purchase the New Prophetic Almanac. I need you to go to his website, churchofacts.org. I need you to really peruse and look for the tools and the books and all of the things and resources that they have there that's really going to impart a lot of wisdom in your life. Again, Pastor Bill, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's been an honor and a joy. Thanks a lot.
Well, Real Perspective listeners, I'm your host, LaTanya Moore. This is Real Perspectives. We seek real people with real issues and real solutions from real perspectives.